February 28, 2022, after live stream meditation broadcast.
I'm sure we talked about this before, but we're talking about allness. And I was trying to find out that all the things that are happening in one's life or in the world, does that include in that allness? As far as unpleasant things.
You have a piece of paper, that's allness. And there's drawing on it. Is it the piece of paper, the drawing?
No.
Is it separate from the piece of paper?
No. How could it fit on such an envelope?
It's not that it fits. How could you draw war on a piece of paper? Because you enjoy it, or you just do it. How can a kind person fall asleep and have a horror dream that is killing people? Is it the dreamer that killed? Or is it the image on the mind of the dreamer?
Image.
Why is it like this? Maybe it should be a question.
Yeah.
I don't know. But what I just told you, it makes more sense to me than anything else I would hear. Because the base is unaffected. The screen is unaffected by the burning on the movie. This is what we are trying to identify with. So we don't burn, so we don't die, so we don't get wet. That is the whole idea of us being interested, because we're tired of being the picture. Identifying with the picture. There is no stability in the picture. I don't understand, Maya. So when meditation goes to allness, you already left the ego and the mind and the body. So you're identifying with the screen or the piece of paper. In that there is no pain. The question is, how do we keep ourselves there? We're going toward achieving that. While other people are going backwards. Every satsang, every practice, even if it's failing, is a step forward to cleaning our consciousness from imagery, which are the thoughts and stories. Well,
thank you.
That was a good question.
Thank you.
So this is the importance of omnipresent meditation. Did everybody felt the oneness? Don't raise your hand if you didn't. How many did? Raise your hand.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
How many of you felt the oneness in the omnipresent meditation? You three did. You guys didn't.
I felt the silence.
Silence. Yeah. Deep silence. The silence.
Yes, deep silence is the truth. But once your ego and your mind goes there and gets shaken, they start believing that this is the truth. What do I teach you again?
They start believing that the silence is the truth.
That the, who the, their truth is. What do I do? When I am surprised that some of you haven't.
I have, I just didn't tonight.
You have?
Yes.
Can you explain, those of you that have, what is the feeling of it?
Yeah, when I say since that's reality is everything. Everything. And I make sure that I fully understand and feel that everything, everything, everywhere. Then what can I be? And then it's like
all of a sudden there is a realization.
Yes.
For a moment, beyond the doubt, you realize who you are.
And there's nothing else that makes sense.
And nothing else. Did you get it, Kavi? Did you do
for
the same
me,
thing?
For me, it's like that. It's when I'm like, for example, if I'm doing like a who am I, and I just, that's Kavi, and then all of a sudden I go from seeing it, and I just fall into something, and I'm just completely, I'm gone in it.
Beautiful. But that's not omnipresent meditation. We're talking about this technique alone. Going into silence is wonderful. I have absolutely no... We always talk about silence. I constantly talk about silence. But I want you to experience something that really shakes your brain. Takes your breath away. Is a moment that you realize who you are. It's not just the silence. Strive for that in this meditation. Yes, silence is God. But we're talking about the thinker and the thoughts and the mind and the body. It gets shaken, the shakti, the energy, shakes the whole body, and then amazing things happens. That was my food. This is not just the me talking and you guys going having a good meditation. It is a technique that has its own purpose, as the trust meditation has its own purpose. A stop meditation is the silence of the mind. I totally agree. But when you hear me what I'm telling you. I'm saying, look at the allness, right? And then ask yourself, then who am I? What can I be? There has to be a realization for this technique to work. I've said that many times. It doesn't seem like it's sinking into some of you. Yeah.
Is the realization when you say, who am I, that like explosion feeling coming up?
Yes.
Okay, that I understand.
Yes, it's an explosion feeling coming up. Or it takes your breath away. The realization has such a shakti, such an energy behind it, that shakes you to the core. Have you, Mira?
خیلی بیشتر مثل چیزی که کمی گفت دیگه اینطوری ولی بعض وقت احساس میکنم داخل الان گفتی احساس میکنم عادی شده برام یعنی نفسمو نمیبره، میدونم که این کارو میکنم و این اتفاق میفته و این زندگیمه.
Yes. But the more that happens, the more there is a realization of who you are not. متوجه چی بهت میگم؟ I would say when you do this meditation, do it with more love. More wanting that oneness. Yeah.
Can I tell you what you told
Nira Aplois to us too? That is the reason of this meditation, absolutely. Listening to what I said, not going on your own tangent. You listen every word that I say in this tape. It's explained beautifully. Allness. No division. You understand that there is nothing but that, okay? In the silence, you feel this way. Then when you say, then who am I? Or what am I? Then that happens.
Saturn is what I have experienced was for a split second before is this all pervasive, undivided, undifferentiated, just I don't know, like everything is just that one, but it's just like really, really split second. And
so you realize the first part. Mm-hmm. You need to realize the second part.
The oneness with that allness.
It's impossible to not have it if you listen to the words. Not go on your own ideas. It really guides, word by word, takes you there. Try it. You should all try it differently than you do tonight. Tonight you're all tired, you sit down, you go into silence, you listen to my voice, and then you open your eyes and you go home. But this edge technique is for a different reason. Mm-hmm.